بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حضرت والا حضرت شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ مرکزہ کا کلام. مجھے تو قرب کا عالم دیا ہے آہ صحرا نے، مجھے تو قرب کا عالم دیا ہے آہ صحرا نے. سنا ہے خانقاہوں میں محبت کے میں خانے دیا کرتا ہے ساقیا عاشقوں کو جام و پیمانے. سنا ہے خانقاہوں میں محبت کے میں خانے دیا کرتا ہے ساقیا عاشقوں کو جام و پیمانے. خلاف راہ سنت جو بنا کرتے مستانے، خلاف راہ سنت جو بنا کرتے مستانے وہ دیوانے بازار ہے مگر اندر ہے فرزانے، وہ دیوانے بازار ہے مگر اندر ہے فرزانے. جو عارف ہے وہ کس عالم میں رہتے ہیں خدا جانے، جو عارف ہے وہ کس عالم میں رہتے ہیں خدا جانے. بلا جو غیر عارف ہے وہ ان کا رتبہ کیا جانے، بلا جو غیر عارف ہے وہ ان کا رتبہ کیا جانے. حسینوں کے اجڑ جائیں گے جب جغرافیے ایک دن، حسینوں کے اجڑ جائیں گے جب جغرافیے ایک دن. بتا ناداں کہاں جائے گا اپنے دل کو بہلانے، بتا ناداں کہاں جائے گا اپنے دل کو بہلانے. جو یاد آتی ہے ان کی دل میں گھبراتا ہوں گلشن میں، جو یاد آتی ہے ان کی دل میں گھبراتا ہوں گلشن میں. مجھے تو قرب کا عالم دیا ہے آہ صحرا نے، مجھے تو قرب کا عالم دیا ہے آہ صحرا نے. جو زاہد عشق سے نا آشنا ہے پھر بھی وہ ناداں، جو زاہد عشق سے نا آشنا ہے پھر بھی وہ ناداں. نہیں سمجھا ہے خود لیکن چلا ہے مجھ کو سمجھانے، نہیں سمجھا ہے خود لیکن چلا ہے مجھ کو سمجھانے. کسی کی آہ مظلومی سے وقت ظلم ڈرنا تھا، کسی کی آہ مظلومی سے وقت ظلم ڈرنا تھا. ہوئے ہیں خانہ آباد ظالم جس سے ویرانے، ہوئے ہیں خانہ آباد ظالم جس سے ویرانے. ستایا عمر بھر بو جہل نے شمعِ نبوت کو صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ستایا عمر بھر بو جہل نے شمعِ نبوت کو مگر بدنام ہے دونوں جہاں میں اس کے افسانے کہاں تک ضبط بے تابی کہاں تک پا سے بدنامی کیا مجبور اظہار بیان پر خوف پردانے نہ کرتا تحقیر اے زاہد خدا کے درد مندوں کی نہ کرتا تحقیر اے زاہد خدا کے درد مندوں کی مقام درد دل کو بے خبر تو آہ کیا جانے مقام درد دل کو بے خبر تو آہ کیا جانے تجلی ان کی ہوتی ہے عطا قلب شکستہ میں تجلی ان کی ہوتی ہے عطا قلب شکستہ میں کیا ہے قلب کو لیکن کیا ہے قلب کو لیکن شکستہ غم کے سودا نے نہیں ہے زندگی میں جس کی کوئی داستاں غم کی نہیں ہے زندگی میں جس کی کوئی داستاں غم کی وہ اہل دل کے قرب خستگی کو آہ کیا جانے وہ اہل غم کے قرب خستگی کو آہ کیا جانے آخری شعر وہی وہی کرتے ہیں ان کے عاشقوں پر تبصرے اختر وہی کرتے ہیں ان کے عاشقوں پر تبصرے اختر جو ظالم درد الفت سے ہوا کرتے ہیں بیگانے جو ظالم درد الفت سے ہوا کرتے ہیں بیگانے سنا ہے خانقاہوں میں محبت کے ہیں میخانے دیا کرتا ہے ساقی عاشقوں کو جام پیمانے
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد This beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh Hari Billah Rumi Waqt Tabriz Zamana Mujaddid Zamana Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawwar Allahu Marqadahu Hazrat in this bayan is explaining to us that how Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has made the system in order to get connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala has mentioned, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ That if you want this true connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the first important aspect is iman, to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then to build this iman, a person has to inculcate taqwa, this true love of Allah. And where you will get this, Allah ta'ala's system is, that you have to be in the company of the true lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala has made the system that we find these Mubarak Majalis from the time of Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala islam and even the previous Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam and those that attended that Majalis and took from the heart of the great noble Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam and then the pious servants of Allah that came down, that what rank they have achieved. So Hazrat is explaining that what is this gathering is all about, this majlis, this khanka that we come here. It's not that we just come as a routine, every month we come, it's a majlis, let's just attend, we got time. No, we have to come with a proper objective and concern, and what a niyat, that how can I get that close connection and love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we learn here how to get this connection and this love. Hazrat explains, Mujhe to qurb ka alam diya hai aahe sahrani. That what has given me this very close proximity and closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is through the barakat of this majalis of my shaykh. I learned to get up middle of the night and cry to Allah ta'ala. Take out the deep sighs of regret that, oh Allah, how did I pass my life? Oh Allah, forgive me and make me your close friend. That deep sigh, middle of the night, at the time of tahajjud, Allah loves that sigh. And Allah Ta'ala pulls a person and makes jazb, pulls you very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now your Hazrat is explaining what is the reality of these khankas, that a person comes here to get that that realization of regret, of tawbah, that how am I passing my life? Let me take some stock, especially now, we in the month of Muharram, another year has started. As our Shaykh Hazrat Muhammad Hamid Sahib explains to us, a person like myself, sometimes we don't even realize that another year has started. But when January comes, even an old nanima, dadima, even an old person who is in his bed, he knows it's 1st of January. But sadly, it is Muharram has started already. The 8 days are gone. We in the 8th day already. Did we ever ponder and think? Did we read the dua for the new year? Did we think that how did I pass my last year and what should I be doing this year? A person, and this is why Allah Ta'ala has made these beautiful gatherings, which is called the khanka, where a person's ah comes out from the depth of his heart. That how am I passing my life? And if we just come here and just with that today there'll be meals, etc., and Hazrat says it's not a khanka, it's a khamakha. That we just passing, we just gathering here and just having meals and that's it. No, myself, I have to ponder and think that we are coming here for years and years. Are we getting that that deep sigh of regret, which is tawbah, that a person ponders and thinks? So Hazrat is explaining, if you come here with the true, intention and with the true concern, then what you'll see, suna hai khanka mein muhabbat ke hai mein khane, diya karta hai saaki aashiqon ko jaam wa peymane. That we have heard that in the khankas, the true places where the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taught and spoken about, Hazrat is explaining that we have heard that what are the true khankas where the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taught. And generally the mashayikh have given the tashbih, the similitude of the khankas of the tavern, where generally in this world people become intoxicated, mad in wrong things. They go into the tavern and they have a drink and they think they're enjoying themselves, but they lose their senses. They don't know themselves who they are, and they forget, they don't even know in which world they are. This is that tavern where your mind will open up, your heart will open up, and you'll get connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is that tavern where Hazrat explained so beautifully in another poem, Jaha, if a person is not thirsty, then thirst will be created in his heart. That I also want this love of Allah. And if a person is thirsty for the love of Allah, this is the khanka, this is the place where your thirst will be quenched. You will be given that drink of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Saki, the one who is distributing this beautiful wine of the love of Allah, that is the mashayikh, our shaykh, that is sits and distributes this beautiful wine of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should beg Allah Ta'ala that Allah give us a full share of the true wine of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we understand the messages of love and it penetrates our heart. And what is the sign of the message of love and what is the sign of a true shaykh? Hazrat is explaining here, khilaf-e-raay-e-sunnat jo bana karte hai mastane, وہ دیوانے بظاہر ہے مگر اندر ہے فرزانے. They don't get fooled with a fraud sheikh. That outwardly, his life is against the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our dada sheikh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, and our sheikh explained that our tasawuf is mudallal. It is proven by from Quran and sunnah. So our tasawuf is not a made up tasawuf. It is according to the Quran and sunnah of according to Sharia. So a person who does not follow sunnah, he can be dreaming of being a sheikh. Outwardly you can put on a big turban, you can have a big tasbih also, and act like a big, you can have lot of followers. But if you're going against the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or if you're not even conscious about the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then Hazrat beautifully puts it here, that outwardly you'll act like a mastana, that everybody will think, hey, this is a mad lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in reality, he is just a fraudster, this person. That outwardly he wants to fool fool people. And that is not the condition of our mashayikh. Our real mashayikh, we see our sheikh and our dada sheikh, etc., how conscious all the time, reminding us of the sunnahs of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our dada sheikh's international famous poem, that Naqsh-e Qadam Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke jannat ke raaste, Allah jalla jalalu se milate sunnat ke raaste. That we should understand this part of the tasawuf is that we follow in the Naqsh-e Qadam, in the footsteps of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is where we will reach our eternal abode, that is jannat. And actually in Jannat, why should we reach Jannat? That to meet Allah Rabbul Izzat. And with Sunnat in this world already, you'll get a special connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat is teaching us here, that don't get caught up with any fraudster. And don't just get caught up with any person. Have a sheikh who was guided by a sheikh. And has got a sheikh and he has got khalifa for a khilafat from that sheikh. One day one person came to our dada sheikh and he said that a certain Arab person is his sheikh. So he asked him, who is his sheikh? He says that I don't think he's got a sheikh. So beautifully our dada sheikh in his jovial way used to say, La ta'khuzu baba man la baba lahum. How can you take somebody as a father who hasn't got a father? You must have that lineage. So our mashayikh also, they have got this connection which reads right up to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and leads to Allah Rabbul Izzat. So we have to see this whole silsila, and we can't make enough shukr. What a mubarak silsila we have got. This beautiful silsila we should appreciate and make dua to Allah Ta'ala, that Allah keep us firm in the silsila and Allah give us tawfiq to make shukr and follow in the footsteps of our mashayikh. Jo arif hai wo kis alam mein rehte hai khuda jaane, بلا جو غیر عارف ہے وہ ان کا رتبہ کیا جانے. Hazrat is now explaining the contrast. A person who just acts like a sheikh but is leading his life against sunnat, and compared to that person who is an arif billah, who has recognized Allah and he knows to reach Allah we have to follow Muhammadur Rasulullah. Without that way of life we can never reach Allah. So that person who has recognized Allah in what realm he is, a person who is not an arif, he can't understand. He'll just look at this person, he's like an ordinary person. He also does like the kuffar of Makkah also used to say, مَا لِهَذَا الرَّسُولِ يَقُلُ تَعَمْ وَيَمْشِ فِي الْأَسْوَاقِ. That was just, the Rasul is just like us. He also goes to the bazaar. He also eats food like us. But the eating of an arif is far greater than the ibadat of a zaid also. A person who thinks he's a big abid and is making ibadat but he hasn't got recognition of Allah. A person who's an arif, just one morsel he picks up before he eats, he's making tawbah and is thinking of Allah. That, oh Allah, how you have given me this food. As Hazrat explained, so those who have recognized Allah, we can't understand their position. So just by sitting in their company and begging Allah Ta'ala that, oh Allah, we love them, but we can't be like them. Allah Ta'ala, inshallah, out of His extreme kindness and mercy, Allah will just make us among them. And Hazrat explains here that to become that arif and recognizer of Allah, that once you have get an iota of the marifat of Allah,
then all the artificial beauties of this world and attractions, that won't attract you anymore. Otherwise, when you don't get the recognition of Allah, then Hazrat explains, a person gets lost in artificial enjoyment of this world, illicit love affairs, etc. And so beautifully Hazrat has opened up the subject. And Hazrat was that, Allahu Akbar, that mujaddid of the time, who opened that subject, which is the pandemic of the zamana. That myself, first of all, we can't control our gazes. And people are involved today in illicit love affairs, and it is just causing homes to be broken, children to be lost, etc. Hazrat has put it so beautifully, Haseeno ke ujre ujar jayenge, jab geographia ek din, bata nada kaha jayega apne dil ko behlane. That now you are overtaken and casting evil glances and falling into illicit love affairs. When you think this is a young beautiful doll that's walking, and sadly it's no beautiful doll. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned very, very clearly, a young girl or anybody for that matter, today we're young, today a person has become a nanima, dadima, wants to be younger than the daughter-in-law today. So, and putting all perfume, etc. So Hazrat is explaining, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, any woman who dolls herself up so that people must look at her, she is not beautiful at all. Shaitan makes her look beautiful. So we shouldn't, and a person who has seen who has got an iota of the connection of Allah Rabbul Izzat, then he doesn't look at the artificial beauties, he looks at the creator of the beauties, Allah Rabbul Izzat. So Hazrat says, one day the geography and the outward condition of this woman, as beautifully Hazrat has put it in another poem, that kalta naksha jawani ka, aaj hai laqab nana nani ka. Yesterday you thought you are a young girl, a young boy, and worried about your hairstyle, etc. Very soon you'll be like a old nana and nani, and dada and daddy, and forget the thing how many years will come. Today we are living in such environment, and with such sin, Allah Ta'ala just sends one earthquake, and a person is shocked out of his skin. Hazrat has explained, Allahu Akbar, when they built the big ship, the Titanic, and they said it's unthinkable, that this ship will never sink. And they thought now on this ship, they're going on the maiden cruise, the first cruise, and on that cruise, all type of dancing, entertainment, haram. And they thought this ship now, everybody will be enjoying themselves. Allah Rabbul Izzat shows, when you turn, when you go in the disobedience of Allah, Allah sent one storm, and that ship started sinking. It is mentioned that girls that were dancing, that were 17, 18 years, in a split moment, they looked like 80-year-old women. And Allah Ta'ala mentions us that if this happens in the world, and we don't come right, then what's going to happen on the day of Qiyamah? فَكَيْفَ تَتَّقُونَ إِن كَفَرْتُمْ يَوْمَ يَجْعَلُ الْوِلْدَانَ شِيبًا السَّمَاءُ مُنْفَطِرٌ بِهِ. That if you just remain in the disobedience of Allah, and you don't worry of inculcating taqwa, then يَوْمَ يَجْعَلُ الْوِلْدَانَ شِيبًا. That day when young boys and girls will become like old men, Allah Ta'ala save us and give us tawfiq, as it says now, then where you will run in this world already? You are running after this one beauty, now just give her a laxative and see how she looks. Now you're turning away. Now what was going to make your heart enjoyable? And so don't get overtaken by the artificial beauties. Once you have got connection with Allah, then Allahu Akbar, this love and this enjoyment only increases all the time. Jo yaad aati hai unki dil mein, ghabrata ho gulshan mein, mujhe to kur ka alam diya hai, aaye sahra hai. Hazrat says, Allahu Akbar, when I think of such people that just were wasting their time in entertainment of this world, or even like myself, etc., Allah save us, that we come in the majlis just to pass our time. Hazrat says, what actually we have to come here to learn how to build that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then a person gets up middle of the night and beg Allah ta'ala and cries, take out a deep sigh of regret. Said, oh Allah, how many years I have passed, and so many pious servants, 70 years old, you ask them what is their age, they say I'm only 1 year. In other words, only now I have realized my life. 69 years I have wasted, And I've started thinking of making tawbah. Now I'm only 1 year old. Me, I'm not even 1 minute old. Allah, give me tawfiq. We all should make dua for one another, that we get this realization. That, and from here, our Dada Shaykh also has taught us, Hazrat teaches us so beautifully, that if a person thinks that where I am going to get up middle of the night is very hard, then start with Allahu Akbar, with the starter pack. To get up to make tahajjud, every person can make tahajjud. Young, old, any person, because tahajjud time starts the moment you read your four farz of Isha and your two sunnat. Now the time of tahajjud has started. You are in the masjid, you are making your namaz, just make another two rakats extra. Yeah, our Hazrat explained so beautifully, if we are so tired or so lazy, we can't stand, read it sitting also in the start. And read a short two rakats, but the intention of two rakats, the tahajjud namaz, now at least your name will be in that register, that from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam till Qiyamah, all the pious servants, there is a register by Allah Rabbul Izzat. So if our name is not on the top, at least it will be somewhere, but it will be in that register. So when you start with the starter pack, very soon you'll see, middle of the night, you also getting up for tahajjud. And as ulama explained, mashayikh explained, that person who wants the love of Allah, and doesn't make an effort to get up for tahajjud, laysa minal kamilin. He cannot become among the true pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Further, Hazrat explains, jo zaide isse ana asna hai, phir bhi wo nada, nahi samjha hai khud, lekin chala hai mujhko samjhane. Hazrat explains, there are some people that they are zaid, they feel that they are disinclined from this world and just making ibadat, but sadly, without the guidance of a sheikh. Without the guidance of a sheikh, a person on his own want to guide himself, Allahu Akbar. Shaitan will mislead that person very quick. Pride, arrogance will come in that person, or he'll remain ignorant. So Hazrat is saying that a person like that who doesn't know about the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he thinks he makes a lot of tahajjud, he's keeping roza, etc., he's doing work of deen. But Hazrat says he's still immature. He doesn't know the reality of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So himself, he hasn't understood what is the true love of Allah, and he wants to explain the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sadly today, the sickness in the ummah today, then when the mashayikh talk about the love of Allah, we want to worry about what is the dalil, and we want to go and try and research, etc. And instead of, and as Hazrat explained so beautifully, the research where it must be done, in the company of the friends of Allah, we want to sit in the libraries and think we will get our answers there. No, so beautifully our pious elders, anything you ask them, that where you learned this, my sheikh taught me. And that is the most easiest answer, and that is the practical answer. And that is what Allah Ta'ala has taught us, our deen we will only learn. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Even our salah, we have to see our elders, how they perform salah, and learn from them. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to realize this reality. Kisi ke aah mazloomi se waqt zulm darna tha, huye hai khana-e abad, abad-e zalim jisse veerani. Hazrat further explains that one is, you object to the pious servants, and even worse, you cause harm to them. Allah Ta'ala has declared war on two types of people. One is that person who gets involved in interest. Allah declares war on such people. And we see the whole Western world today, the capitalist system, what a turmoil they are going through. Because Allah has declared war against them. It can never work. And the second person, man aza waliyan, faqad azaltuhu bil harb. Whoever causes harm to a wali of Allah, one is to just think bad, and then one is to start passing comments, etc. Allah save us. Hazrat is explaining a very, very critical situation is that person, when you oppress somebody, and that person takes out an and that nobody really to help him, and like our Hazrat explained, our Dara Shaykh explained also, we think we don't oppress, but myself, in the home, in our own homes, how we talk to our wives, how we treat the human folk, unnecessary, just taunting them. And now, for small things, because we are not controlling our lustful glances, involved in illicit love affairs, and now we say this woman is not compatible with me. She gave you 4 or 5 children, and all the time she looked after you. Now you say she's not compatible. And for small petty excuses, now you say I can't live with this woman. And now she's got nobody to go to, no father, no brother, nobody. And if she takes out an ah, and look at the skies and say, Allah, you help me, then see, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding.